Tell me that story as well.
The stories are all set in a village called Glentown. And Glentown sits at the foot of Happy Hill just below She Mountain. And it's a stone's throw from wherever you happen to be at any given time. But anyway, there's a lot of lovely characters who live in Glentown. And Mrs. Kelly is one of them. And Mrs. Kelly, she was out in the garden and picking fruits and berries and all the rest, and she was thinking in her head about the harvest fair day, which would be on the 12th of September, which was 3 days away, do you know? And in Glentown they have a fair day, a harvest fair day every September, Donald, and around that day Mrs. Malloy, she brings baskets that she's made from the sallies that grow about the place. She brings them to the fair. Mr. Boyle brings his spuds with him that he's been growing all year. And he says the same thing every year, Donald. Ha ha, balls of flour, balls of flour. And then there's Mr. Brown. And Mr. Brown, he brings the sheep, you know, that he's been rearing all year, or the lambs. And his wife, she brings hats and gloves and scarves and just things she's knitted throughout the year from the wool of the husband's sheep.
Sheep, yeah.
And then there's Old Jack. And Old Jack arrives himself and the sheepdog Shep. And you know, to look at Shep, you'd nearly swear he's older than Old Jack. But a very loyal companion of Jack. But Old Jack entertains the wains in the morning. You know, the earlier part of the day in the village green, do you know? And then later on in the pub, the adults, he entertains them with his stories, do you know? But anyway, Mrs. Kelly out in the garden and just thinking about, right, I'll start the bake in the morrow, and because she brings her Tickle Tom cherry buns every year, and there isn't a way in Glentown, Donald, that would say that the harvest fair day was the same without Mrs. Kelly's Tickle Tom cherry buns, do you know? Anyway, the next thing the phone rings, and Mrs. Kelly puts her basket down on the grass and answers the phone. Yes, yes. Oh dear, I'll be there right away, says she to the voice, you know, the other end of the lane. And wasn't it a neighbour of her sister's who lives in Castletown, which is about 12 miles from Glentown. And the sister had taken very sick and Mrs. Kelly would have to go immediately to look after her. And in that same moment she realised, well, bang goes the Tickle Tom cherry buns. So she's going about busying herself, and the next thing there's a knock at the door, and it's Mrs. Kelly. Knew immediately it would be young Alice from the village, for you could nearly set your clock by her. Every day after school, when Alice would get home, she'd have a bite to eat, she'd do her homework, she'd a few wee chores to do, and then she'd head off to Finn's Forest with Sailor, her dog. But she always called him Mrs. Kelly on the way. So Mrs. Kelly says, come in, Alice. And when Alice went in, she knew right away that Mrs. Kelly wasn't her usual self, let's say. What's wrong, Mrs. Kelly, says Alice. And Mrs. Kelly says, I'm after getting news that my sister isn't well and I have to go on over to Castletown and look after her, and I'm not going to be here to make the buns. And Alice says, oh God, we're all so going to be just so disappointed, because the fair isn't the same without, wouldn't be the same without them. And in that moment Mrs. Kelly thought, and says she out loud, another God, what am I thinking of, Alice? Sure, couldn't you make them? Haven't you been helping me make them for years? Well, God, Mrs. Kelly, Alice says, it's one thing helping you, but doing it on my own now, I don't know. I don't think I can do that. And Mrs. Kelly says to her, now Alice, what am I always telling you? There's no such word as can't. And Alice thought to herself, oh well, and says she, sure, I'll give it a shot then. And Mrs. Kelly cheered up right away, and she set about putting her bag together. And anyway, to cut a long story short, off she goes. Alice is left in charge of things, heads off to the forest that day, thinking, sure, what can we do the day, Sailor? We might as well go to the forest and enjoy ourselves. So anyway, at school the next day, it was all the news that Mrs. Kelly was away, and Alice could hear the wains, you know, saying, oh, the fair's just not going to be the same and all that. And she thought, God, you know, I'll put them out of their misery. And up she goes to them and says she, excuse me, there is going to be Tickle Tom cherry buns. And Tommy, one of the box, looks round and, how could there be Tickle Tom Cherry Buns if Mrs. Kelly isn't going to be here? And Alice says to him, well, I'm going to make them. You make the buns, Tommy says. You're always in your wellies. You're only an old wally. Alice is a wally, always in her wellies. Alice is a wally, always in her wellies. Well, Alice thought to herself, and you know that it hurt her every time they started this, but she was well used to it. And she thought to herself, nothing, I'll do the deal. Make them know any different. I'll just get on with the job. And that's what she did that day anyway. She got on with the job instead of going to the forest that day. She made the buns for the fair the next day. And sure, harvest fair day, it dawned, the most beautiful bright September morning you ever did see, Donald. And Alice got up early and she got her, went to Mrs. Kelly's, took in the boxes of buns, and it had been arranged with Mr. Boyle. He's the buck that brings the spuds. Or no, the lambs. No, Mr. Boyle brings the spuds. And he would have the table set up, and all Alice would have to do would put the cloths on it and lay out the buns. So when Alice arrived, that's exactly what she did. Put the nice Mrs. Kelly's tablecloth, lovely bright colours, put them on, laid out the boxes of buns, and then turned to Mr. Boyle and says, she, listen, I still have my chores to do at home. For her job in the morning was to feed the hens, you know, before she went anywhere. So Mr. Boyle says, I'll keep an eye on things here till you get back. So off Alice went to feed the hens, and while she was gone, who arrived? Only Tommy and his cronies. And sure, the first thing they recognised was the colours of Mrs. Kelly's stall. So God, there was a stampede to her table, and Mr. Boyle was there, and the bucks, they were as greedy, they just couldn't stuff the buns under their mouths quick enough. And between mouthfuls, Tommy turns to Mr. Boyle and says, where's Mrs. Kelly? These are the best buns ever. And sure, Mr. Boyle knew what was going on, and he says, now howl your donkeys, she'll be back, the good lady will be back in a wee minute. And with that, sure didn't Alice arrive back and go on behind the table. And Tommy's looking at her, what are you doing in there, you wally, and where's Mrs. Kelly? And Alice says, sure, Tommy, I told you at school yesterday that Mrs. Kelly was away to visit her sick sister and that I was making the buns. Well, you should have seen the look on Tommy's face. Well, anyway, a few days later, Mrs. Kelly came back, and the sister, it turned out not to be as bad as the first thought. And sure, when Mrs. Kelly arrived back in Glentown, there was nothing but talk about how well Alice had done making the Tickle Tom Cherry Buns, and even the children in the schoolyard were saying that she was a hero to them, for she saved the day. And when Mrs. Kelly met Alice, she gave her a big hug and says, sure, I told you you could do that.